Chapter 3. On the Slopes of Parnassus, 1558-1603. 1. Books. They were a swelling legion. One of the great diseases of this age, wrote Barnaby Rich in 1600, is the multitude of books that doth so overcharge the world that it is not able to digest the abundance of idle matter that is every day hatched and brought into the world. Already, wrote Robert Burton, 1628, we shall have a vast chaos and confusion of books. We are oppressed with them. Our eyes ache with reading, our fingers with turning. Both these plaintiffs wrote books. The aristocracy, having learned to read, rewarded with material patronage authors who had softened them with dedications. Cecil, Leicester, Sidney, Raleigh, Essex, Southampton, the Earls and the Countess of Pembroke were good patrons, who established between English nobles and authors a relation that continued even after Johnson lectured Chesterfield. Publishers paid authors some 40 shillings for a pamphlet, some £5 for a book. A few authors managed to live by their pens. The desperate profession of man of letters now took form in England. Private libraries were numerous among the well-to-do, but public libraries were rare. On the way home from Cadiz in 1596, Essex stopped at Faro in Portugal and appropriated the library of Bishop Jerome Osorius. He gave it to Sir Thomas Bodley, who included it in the Bodleian Library that he bequeathed to Oxford, 1598. The publishers themselves led a harried existence, subject to state law and public whim. There were 250 of them in Elizabeth's England, for publishing and bookselling were still one trade. Most of them did their own printing. The separation of printer and publisher began toward the end of this reign. Publishers, printers, and booksellers united, 1557, in a stationer's company. Registry of a publication with this guild constituted copyright, which, however, protected not the author but only the publisher. Normally, the company would register only such publications as had obtained a legal license to be printed. It was a felony to write, print, sell, or possess any material injurious to the reputation of the Queen.